The Energy Department says it will no longer support a program designed to improve the fuel efficiency of conventional cars. Instead, the government will back a leap to hydrogen-powered fuel cells, an essentially zero-emission technology that could still be decades away from the showrooms. The move is being promoted as a pollution fighter, but environmental groups say that it's short-sighted to keep drivers in gas guzzlers while they wait for the fuels of the future. NPR's Larry Abramson reports.
Today's announcement is another chance for the White House to torpedo a Clinton-era program. The Partnership for a New Generation of Vehicles, or PNGV, was launched in 1993. The goal was to bring the Detroit automakers together with government scientists and develop cars that average about 80 miles per gallon by the year 2004. Now, Energy Secretary Spencer Abraham says the Bush administration will place its bets instead on a riskier but more promising technology, cars that run on fuel cells powered by hydrogen.
If we don't establish this kind of approach, I think what you would see is such uncertainty that the industries would be fearful that they would be investing in something that later the federal government would conclude was not the course they wanted the industry to follow.
There's growing interest by automakers in fuel cell cars as a long-term solution to the nation's energy and air quality problems. While environmentalists also like the idea, most criticize today's decision. Fuel cell cars still face huge technical obstacles and will require the development of a new nationwide refueling system. That's why David Hawkins of the Natural Resources Defense Council says the administration cannot ignore the near-term need to save gas.
Americans are going to buy over 150 million new cars in the next decade, and a hydrogen research proposal such as that outlined by the administration will not save 1 gallon of gasoline during that entire decade.
The Partnership for a New Generation of Vehicles did not produce any ready-to-drive cars. Environmental groups say the program would have been more effective if it came with a mandate to produce actual cars with high mileage. Professor Vernon Rowan of the University of Florida helped write a government review of PNGV. He says mandates only lead to marginal gains.
I mean, I don't think you could have put in place a mandate that you triple the fuel mileage of a car. I think if you were going to do something like the CAFE standards, there would have been some incremental improvement.
The corporate average fuel efficiency, or CAFE requirement, sets a minimum mileage standard for new vehicles. It has not changed in more than 15 years, and the average efficiency of all vehicles on the road has actually been dropping, thanks to the growing popularity of SUVs and small trucks. Dan Becker of the Sierra Club says industry will use today's announcement to put off efficiency.
The industry is seizing on this opportunity to come up with a shield, a scam program that they can hide behind and say, look, we're doing something. We don't need to make cars more efficient because in 10 or 20 years, maybe we'll come up with fuel cell vehicles.
The auto industry says their research into efficient conventional cars will continue without government support, but they welcome the focus on the long-term goal of adopting hydrogen. Thomas Gottschalk of General Motors says the shift to hydrogen is so complex it won't happen without government support.
If we continue to stay sort of short-term focused, we're not really going to come up with the big answers that are available to really set a stage for a new century of the way people gain their freedom and mobility.
The administration decision is sure to intensify debate over new energy legislation the Senate will take up next month. That bill could force automakers to raise the gas mileage of the average vehicle. Larry Abramson, NPR News, Washington.